Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us as well this morning is a professor and Dr. Amit Mor, who is the CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting. He's a senior lecturer at Reichmann's University, and we wanted to chat to him about the budget. So the budget has been passed in Israel, it would seem. This staves off the election, but what does this budget actually mean? Dr. Amit Mor, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you. So indeed, that's the largest budget passed ever, about $200 billion. And especially the defense expenses are the largest ever, about 15% of the budget because of the war. And this is the budget presents many penalties on the public in Israel, higher taxes, lower services of the government, and it's a tough budget in many respects.
So what does this mean? What are some of the features of the budget?
So as mentioned, of course, a major increase in the defense expenses due to the war. Billions of dollars for repairs of civilian neighborhoods in the surrounding Gaza and in the north to prepare the damages of the war. But major cuts in education, health services, and many other services. Higher taxations like VAT, value-added taxes, and higher taxes of social security and so on and so forth. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the major anger in the public due to a major transfer of $1.5 billion to the ultra-Orthodox sector, especially to yeshiva students and so on, who don't serve in the military. So, and that's because it's like a ransom that Netanyahu gave to the ultra-Orthodox parties in order for them to support the budget. And it makes the public very, very angry in this respect, because on the one hand, most of them don't serve in the military. At the same time, there is a major need right now to impose reserve soldiers to fight in Gaza. This budget just came very controversial in this respect.
So the shift and the in fact the chasm between the religious Zionists and Haredi sector of the community is in fact becoming a bit of a problem as well. Will something like a budget supporting the yeshivas exacerbate this?
Yes, indeed, you can see the demonstrations here every day. Hundreds of thousands of people are protesting against the budget, of course, but especially these days against the enormous measures to reduce democracy, to fire the head of the civil service, who is in many respects the defender of democracy. Legal advisor to the cabinet to change the law of the way judges are elected and so on and so forth. laws that indeed reduce democracy. And the other hand, the return to war and the neglect of the 59 hostages still there. So there is a major anger and divide in the public.
The question is, would they, given the dissatisfaction amongst many people for Netanyahu, with Netanyahu and his government, do the substantive matters make any difference? Or would they be protesting about anything just to show displeasure with government?
Now, these are very substantial issues. These are crucial issues to the general public. Maintenance of the democracy here is a crucial. Liberal democracy is crucial to many in Israel. But to Netanyahu, it was very important to pass this budget because without passing this budget until the end of the month, his coalition would fall, the cabinet, the government is collapsed, and we would go to elections. So in this manner, he secured another year, at least until June 26, and possibly until the next elections, which are due in November next year. For that, he would be ready to pay almost any price just to secure his gain. And it's a major success, a political success for
Right,
Netanyahu,
bonnet now.
but a major dissatisfaction in the public.
Dr. Amit Mor, thank you for that and for that important perspective. Dr. Amit Mor is the CEO of Eco Energy Financial and Strategic Consulting. He's a senior lecturer at Rijksmond University.